Emily, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be on here and talk about Eatsville.
Well, congratulations on your new Monmouth Clinic. I'm sure this has been a long time coming.
It really has. It's funny, we were working on some speeches last night, and so we were wanting to kind of incorporate when this kind of wishful thinking started, and it was all the way back in 2020. So, I mean, you know, we're 3 years down the road now.
Now, did COVID, the pandemic, kind of play a part in maybe any delay in this, or was that the even more driving force to get this thing moving?
I really think it was more of a driving force, versus the hindrance when it comes to the Monmouth Clinic. I think that time with COVID, especially when it was really, you know, kind of up in the air, what the outcome for healthcare was going to be, it just gave us a chance to be able to really sit down and think and discuss what future steps are going to be for our clinic.
Right, right. Now, where is this Monmouth Clinic located?
It is located at 230 South Main Street in Monmouth, Illinois. So right on the main drag, right across the street from our teen center, in the old Fusion Theater building, for anyone who's familiar with Monmouth.
Okay. Well, wonderful. And again, how big of a space is it? Is it pretty large in there? I mean,
It really is, especially from the outside of the building. When you're standing, getting ready to walk in, there's more than meets the eye from the outside.
Yeah,
it definitely. When you walk in, you're like, oh wow, there's a lot of space here.
That's right. Now, by the time we're recording this, your open house hasn't happened yet. We're recording this on a Friday morning. And your open house is actually later on this afternoon. So the open house is going to be the first time that a lot of folks there in the Monmouth area are going to get a chance to tour the facility. I bet it's been exciting putting this together.
It really has. And yes, it'll be the first time I, as the marketing person, have gone around and provided little sneak peeks of the construction progress and once all the walls were up. So I think we've really built a lot of excitement for the clinic.
Well, let's talk about the hours. Can you talk about just the operation of the clinic? It opens on Monday. What are your hours, and how do people take advantage of your services?
Absolutely. So our hours, we're open Monday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So that is a benefit for a lot of people who work a normal, you know, 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
That's offering some later evening appointments for those who need them for their schedule. And then Tuesday through Friday, we are open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
From 7 to 5. Okay. Excellent. So a quick overview, what is going to be offered there at the Monmouth Clinic?
Monmouth Clinic is a fully comprehensive clinic. So that means we're offering medical services, dental services, behavioral health services, substance use services, and then some of our CHW or community health worker services as well.
Community health worker services, I'm sure we can dig into that a little bit more later on, but what is that?
Just a brief overview. It's a newer program, and they are there to be a connecting source for our patients in the community to the clinic.
Okay.
For different like referrals, handling outreach, helping with insurance enrollment, things like that.
Gotcha. And with people who are considering coming over to take advantage of your clinic, you accept most insurances. How does that work? How does the payee sources work?
Absolutely. So actually, I was just given a sheet of the insurances that we have accepted, and it is very long.
Okay, so you do accept most insurances, and I'm sure Medicare, yes. Medicaid, is that?
Absolutely. As a federally qualified health center, we do accept both Iowa and Illinois Medicare and Medicaid. And then we also offer a sliding fee discount program for those who are uninsured or underinsured, where they can receive discounts based on their household size and income.
Right. Well, Emily, and I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit more in our conversation today, but that's really the mission of Eagleview, is to serve the underserved.
Oh, absolutely. That is right in our mission statement, that we are here to provide access to quality, affordable, integrated healthcare services to a rural population who may not otherwise be able to access them.
Well, obviously, in this chaotic time for healthcare in the Galesburg and Monmouth area, your clinic opening here in February is just a godsend for a lot of folks who are finding long wait times to be able to see a healthcare provider.
Absolutely. A big mission with this Monmouth clinic is to meet people where they're at and to help fill that gap of healthcare services, whether it be to lack of available appointments, lack of providers able to take on new patients, anything like that. That's why we're here.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from around this area?
I am born and raised in Henderson County, only moved away briefly to Nebraska for 2 years and ended up right back here.
My grandparents had a cabin just off the Keithsburg Blacktop there on the river. I spent my childhood growing up down by Oquaka, so I love that place down there. I love that area.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it brings such great memories for me, and what a great little town there, too. And I don't get a chance to go back to Oquaka very much, so that's why I was excited to get a chance to talk to our folks from Eagleview here. How did you get into this profession? Have you always been in the healthcare industry?
The healthcare industry has been the majority of my background for work. I had a few brief stints in retail and a few other customer service roles, but I have worked as a CNA at many different places, and then I actually started at Eagleview as a dental assistant.
Oh, wow.
Is a little different than what I'm doing now.
Sure. So how long have you been with Eagleview then?
I have been with Eagleview for a little over 3 years now. Okay. I started in September of 2019.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Eagleview itself. The first clinic started in Oquaka back in 1979. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can at least tell you what I know, because that was just a little bit before I was born.
Sure.
So it was established. It was actually under the name the Henderson County Rural Health Center was our original name. It was developed by the Board of Health for Oquaka and Henderson County. Again, just really seeing the need for access to care in rural areas. And of course, like you said, Oquaka, we're very rural.
Sure.
So they had the building built. It was a lot smaller than it is now. Hmm. And then we actually had a couple of I guess a few little mobile home clinics would be the easiest way to describe it on the property as well.
Okay.
I believe one was for dental and one was a pharmacy, maybe.
Oh, boy. And has it always been in the same location there in Oquaka?
It has.
Okay.
The land that it is on, I believe we started off by leasing it, and then it was eventually donated to us. By Iva T. Huffnagel. I really hope I'm pronouncing that last name.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So if I can kind of relate this to our area, is it kind of like our Knox County Health Department? Is that how it kind of started? Like the.
Yes, actually, yes. So prior to the Henderson County Health Department, we actually did handle like the WIC services.
Gotcha.
And some more of the senior services.
Okay, gotcha. So then after several years, well, many years, they opened a location in Stronghurst.
Yes, we did. Again, that was just to help meet the patients where they were at and, spread the wealth of healthcare services.
That's right. And that was in, 2000, I see, right? So here we believe so. Yeah, here we are 23 years later, and now they're opening up their third clinic there in Monmouth. Now, could you talk about when you talk about the underserved, the people who, you know, making sure that those rural areas have access to health care, what kind of health care are we talking about?
We're talking anywhere from those acute care visits, stuffy nose, sore throat, fever, minor injuries, you know, small lacerations, you know, anything like that, those quick acute visits, up to full chronic care management. So anyone with hypertension, diabetes, you know, anything that needs a right-on-the-clock 3-month or 6-month visit, that's what we're there for. And then we fill every service in between, annual wellness visits, children's exams, well, child exams are what those are called. Women's health, I believe, is one service that maybe a lot of people don't realize we do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can be your primary care provider.
What a wonderful addition to this area, especially with all of the chaos that we've experienced in healthcare, with our urgent care clinics are jammed, ERs, and it's, you know, our local hospital doing a great job, but they're still overwhelmed. To have another option for healthcare is such a welcome thing.
Absolutely. And like I said before, really filling that gap is really what we're all about, making sure that people get the access to the care that they need and get it when they need it and at a time that's a little bit more convenient to them. And I've said this 100 times, there's certainly no, there's no vision of competition for us.
No.
We see that there's plenty of need to go around, and we want to make sure that those ERs aren't being overrun by something that could be handled at a doctor's office or a clinic versus those ERs.
Absolutely. So when we talk about the urgent care clinics, waiting rooms that are overflowing, what an opportunity to know that there is a clinic open in Monmouth that is accepting new patients. Starting Monday. Especially for that, we talked, you know, and we talked about some of those things. It's like an urgent care, right? You can go in there if you've got a fever, respiratory things. I mean, just not super serious that needs an emergency room, but other things like that. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about some of the other services that you offer. I'd like to talk about dental.
Yes, who doesn't need a nice, fun visit to the dentist every once in a while?
Well, but that's one of the services that a lot of people put off because either they can't afford it, or they don't have a dentist, or they just, you know, they don't know where to go. And what a great resource in your areas where your clinics are.
Absolutely. Our dental services, and, you know, again, I might be a little bit biased for dental just because I was a dental assistant.
Yeah.
But it really is amazing to, you know, a lot of people think of dental as, you know, their routine. They're going every 6 months for a teeth thing, maybe a filling here and there. But when we think about these underserved areas that are, you know, typically low income, are on state aid or don't have insurance, you think about the people who have been very unhappy with their teeth or their mouth, and how much that can affect them emotionally and mentally. You know, some people avoid social situations, so it's amazing once we get in there, we get them the dental work that they need, and just the overjoyed expression on their face when they feel confident in their smile.
That is such a wonderful thing to hear, Emily, because you're so right. And many people don't think that there's anything they can do about it. They can't afford it. They can't afford to go to a dentist. They don't have dental insurance. And they don't know that there's help out there.
Exactly. And we are here. And one of the best things about our dental clinics is that we are all about as much restoration as we can. We want you to keep the teeth that you have because those are going to be the best ones for you, right, versus, you know, just kind of going forward and just extracting all of them or something like that. You know, we want you to have your teeth because those are the best for your health.
Absolutely. And again, you do accept insurance, but you're also there to help people who are, you know, low income. Could you talk a little bit about that as far as your dental services? How does that work, Emily?
Yep, absolutely. So for the individuals who are on Medicare or Medicaid, typically it'll just go through a prior auth or a prior authorization that'll be run through our dental side. We have a person who is responsible for helping with those. Then we alert the individual that their care plan was approved, and then they can come in and schedule and get it done. For those who don't have insurance or are in the process of getting it, like I mentioned before, we do offer that sliding fee discount program.
Yes.
Where they can submit information about how many people are in their household and what their household income is, and receive anywhere from, I believe the brackets are anywhere from 25% off of the services all the way up to 100% covered services.
Boy, so that dental work, dental care that you've been putting off for so long because you don't think you can afford it, you just need to go and talk to Eagle View at one of their clinics, right? And how does that work? You just call up and make an appointment?
Yes. So we do have, I believe there are two spots today for emergency visits. So those are going to be the individuals who are in pain right that minute,
sure,
who are, you know, unable to chew or eat. And so we try and get them in that exact same day so that we can evaluate, possibly get them on some antibiotics, and then get it taken care of for them. For other appointments, for anyone who is not an established patient, I believe the process right now is we encourage people to call on first thing of the first of the month to establish a new patient relationship with us.
Okay. Adults and children?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, any ages.
Excellent. I'm talking with Emily Higgins. She is the Marketing and Public Relations Coordinator for Eagle View Community Health System in Oquaka, Stronghurst, and now opening on Monday morning in Monmouth. And we're just talking about some of the services. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about your behavioral health services.
Absolutely.
What does that cover, Emily?
So there are two parts to our behavioral health. The first one is mental health counseling.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it was definitely a need prior to the pandemic, but post-pandemic, it has just exploded. So that is one-on-one counseling with a licensed clinical social worker or a licensed clinical professional counselor who,
sure,
is trained in ways to help you cope with any past traumas, any current issues, can offer different coping mechanisms that you can work on from home, and just be an ear to listen to what's going on.
Yeah. Are a lot of the cases that you're seeing a lot more people suffering from anxiety issues?
Oh, absolutely. Anxiety, depression. We also can see people who have ADHD or, you know, OCD, anything like that as well.
Oh my gosh! And now this how much has it grown? Have you seen since the pandemic? I mean, you said it's exploded. I mean, are you seeing just people are just who have never been to a counselor before, right?
Right, right. Or those who have been referred over to us from different places. I mean, it really took off. It just seems like there was like 1 week where all of a sudden schedules were full, waiting lists were being created to get people in. And we offer we do offer teletherapy as well.
I see, telehealth, sure.
So, yep, exactly.
Yeah. So adults, seniors, children, is it really for anyone?
Yes. Yep. It truly is. And of course, if it comes to a case where it may need to go to a psychiatrist or maybe someone with just a little bit more licensure, we do. One of our nurse practitioners, Yvonne Fillmore, is actually a psychiatric nurse practitioner.
Okay. So how do we get that process started? Again, do we just call and set an appointment? How does that work, Emily?
Yep, it's a quick call to either of our locations. Whoever picks up will be sure to get you to the correct person to get that set up. The other part of our behavioral health services is our substance use counseling. Mm-hmm. Amanda Bolte, who is a certified alcohol and drug counselor, absolutely amazing and has built this program from the ground up and is able to offer DUI evaluations, just one-on-one substance use counseling, group counseling, and any type of court-ordered situations as well. She's able to do those.
We could spend a lot of time talking about each of your individual services. I did want to come back around and talk about your substance abuse services and how people can access your services. We talked off the air. A lot of the majority of the cases that you see are probably court-ordered, where someone has some kind of a charge and they are court-ordered to go to substance abuse counseling. But then there are people who seek you out as well, looking for help. How does that work, and how do we get that process started if me or a loved one needs your services?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one thing that we stress as much as we can is that you are not alone in your struggle with a substance use disorder.
Yeah.
And we want to come alongside you and are you know, ready and able to. And really all someone has to do is call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all it takes.
Yeah. And again, as we talked about Eagle View's mission of reaching the underserved and the lower income and making sure all people have access, you know, substance abuse disorder, while it can affect all ages and socioeconomic, wherever you are in that, it really does affect the lower income population a lot more.
Absolutely. And reasons can range from, you know, some of that is passed down genetically. Some of it is lack of education or lack of resources, even lack of a support system. I mean, the list goes on and on as to why those types of areas can be more prone to it.
That's right. And here we are in our rural areas like Henderson County, like Warren County, Knox County, you know, Fulton County. I hear this story again and again and again. Many times people they can't afford help. If it is available, and they just don't even know that help's available. So to know that Eagle View is there, you know, one call, is that sliding scale also part of that program as well?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I will be honest, I'm not 100% certain, but regardless of whether it is or not, the last line of our mission statement is to provide these services regardless of an individual's ability to pay.
Gotcha.
So we will work with anyone to make sure that they get the care that they desperately need.
Emily Higgins is the Marketing and Public Relations Coordinator for Eagle View Community Health System in Oquaka, Stronghurst, and opening Monday morning with their brand new clinic in Monmouth. And we want to talk about something you mentioned when we first got started in our first segment of the show. You mentioned a CHW program. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
I would be happy to. So CHW does stand for Community Health Worker, and that program is relatively newer, honestly, to the state of Illinois as a whole. These CHWs are in place to be a connecting source for patients in the community to the clinic. And be a source of outreach as well. We do have several different CHWs. One is devoted to working referral, which means that they are ensuring that the patients who come to see our providers who need a referral to a ear, nose, and throat, OBGYN, or any other type of specialist, they'll call, make sure that referral appointment is made, follow up, make sure that patient went to see that specialist went to that appointment. We have CHWs in-house who are there to help during open enrollment, making sure that individuals get the best insurance plan through the marketplace that will fit their needs. They can also help people sign up for Medicaid at any time of the year, and then, of course, sign up for insurance during any special enrollment periods. They did implement our transportation program, which has also really taken off. We've actually now hired drivers and are working on getting a few more vehicles to help with the transportation need in this area. And they are also in charge of health education. So they're going out to, they've been out to Smithfield and Monmouth. They use blood pressure clinics out there for the employees, offer up education on how they can help lower their blood pressure, can give them referrals to a provider if they need to be seen if it's that high. But they're really an amazing source to have.
Yeah, I was about to say, they sound like a superhero. They do everything.
Yes,
it's like they really do connect you to so many different things. So are you assigned a community health worker when you go to Eagle View? Is that what happens?
You are not. So with the CHW program, one thing that we have started training our staff on is to kind of pick up on some key words during appointments with patients.
Yeah.
So that they can pick up on if it sounds like they have a need or if it sounds like they're having any issues, paying bills or anything like that. They can work on picking up on those, and then they can refer them to our CHW.
Gotcha. Emily Higgins is the Marketing and Public Relations Coordinator for Eagle View Community Health System, opening their new Monmouth clinic on Monday morning. Now, you mentioned transportation. How does that work? Is there a fee? Is there a certain radius? How does the transportation work? Because obviously, that's a limiting factor for a lot of individuals, especially our older population in the rural areas.
Absolutely, and especially in Henderson County, because the only other it's Henderson County. It has one stoplight.
County. Yeah.
We don't have Uber. We don't have Lyft. We don't have taxis. And the only other form of external transportation for medical appointments is with the Henderson County Health Department, and they limit it to senior citizens who are on Medicaid or Medicare. So that is something that we wanted to really try and build and help with that barrier and get those people who aren't senior citizens or on Medicare to get them to where they need to go. So right now, anyone who is in need of transportation, right now it is for Eagle View patients. The hope is to extend that. The only reason it's for Eagle View patients is that we do currently only have one driver.
Okay.
But if an Eagle View patient needs transportation, all they have to do is reach out to our CHWs, and they can do that by calling any of our numbers. And then they can help get them set up from there.
Okay. And what's the cost? Did I miss that? I may have missed that.
There is no cost.
Oh, so it's free transportation. Do you have if I'm going to go to the if someone in Galesburg wants to go to the Monmouth Clinic, is that possible?
Yep, it sure is.
Oh my gosh. That's a wonderful service. My gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have led off with that in our beginning of our show. That's a huge thing, Emily. My gosh.
Yes, it is.
I can see a lot of certainly the older folks taking advantage, our senior population taking advantage of that.
Yes, absolutely.
But you do have to plan ahead a little bit. So, again, just call Eagle View and let them know that you'd like to take advantage of the free transportation, and they can work you into the schedule, I'm sure. So, wonderful. Now, before we wrap, Emily Higgins is the Marketing and Public Relations Coordinator for Eagle View Community Health System in Oquaka, Stronghurst, and opening Monday in Monmouth. I did want to just talk briefly, what is the Recharge Teen Center?
Yes, so the Recharge Teen Center is a very exciting thing for us because it's not something you commonly see a health center open.
Right.
So it did open back in 2022,
okay.
Early 2022. We saw a need for youth ages, between 12 and 18, needing a space where they can have some positive influence, a space where it's safe for them to be who they are, and a space that they can learn new things about themselves. We offer classes. We have volunteers who come in and do cooking classes, life skills classes, art classes. And the way that we knew our Monmouth Clinic was going to be welcomed is because the community welcomed our teen center with open arms.
Wow. Well, in Galesburg, we've been talking about a community center over here, and you've actually made it happen over there.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Wow. So, again, a great resource for all of the services from Eagle View Community Health System. Go to their website, eagleviewhealth.org. You can have a lot of questions answered there. Of course, call one of their clinics to find out more information. Emily, congratulations on your Monmouth Clinic opening on Monday morning. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon about all the great things happening at Eagle View.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the honor and opportunity to be able to speak with you today.